Well, we're going live to Gaza as our correspondent Yusuf Al-Hilu is there to update us on the Viva Palestina aid convoy. Joining Yusuf Al-Hilu is British MP George Galloway, who's one of the main organizers of the convoy. Yusuf, over to you. Yusuf, are you with us?
Hi, Bardia. Yes, we are still in the compound here. The press conference took place moments ago, and the aid was handed over to the authorities here. Let's shed more light on this aid convoy by leader, British MP George Galloway. George, you are in Gaza. What can you say?
Well, first of all, the aid was handed over to the Central Council of Charities, non-government organizations here in Gaza. This is an important point because, of course, our aid is governed by British charity law, and we cannot be too careful about the destination of this aid, and we are going now to the hospitals and other facilities that this aid is destined for. I'm very happy to be here. We arrived with at least three quarters of what we came with. Any commander is sorry to lose 25% of what he has. And as the commander of the convoy, I'm very sorry that we had to leave so many of our vehicles, including my own personal vehicle, which they took from me at the last second at the front end of the convoy at the gate of the port. They ordered me from my car, left me standing with my suitcases looking for someone with a spare seat to take me to Gaza. They thought that that humiliates me, but actually it humiliates them. But we're here. You see the spirit of the Palestinian people in Gaza under siege. They are happy to see us, not just because of what we brought, but just because we made the effort to come, especially those who gave their blood in the battle of the port of Al-Arish. 55 of our people were wounded, and many of them now in bandages and plasters and still with the blood on their clothing. The Palestinian people saw them ready to shed their own blood to come to Palestine. That's a big thing.
Yeah, this is the third Viva Palestina convoy to cross into Gaza. Any more convoys, and what you face in Egypt, is this going to deter you?
It certainly will never deter me, but we have to find other ways. I myself have said that as long as the Egyptian government is building this wall of shame around Gaza, and as long as its whole policy, in fact, is a wall of shame, so far as the Palestinians are concerned, I cannot myself see any more visits to Egypt. I would find it very difficult to deal with the officials who cheated us. They signed an agreement with us in Aqaba, a solemn and binding agreement, and they broke it. They broke it spectacularly and with bloody results. So there are other ways into Gaza. I'm exploring them. So you'll see Viva Palestina coming from all corners of the world.
Over a month on the road. Now, many say that these symbolic convoys will not break the siege, so and they're wondering about the real purpose of such convoys.
They will not break the siege, but they will encourage the political conditions for the lifting of the siege. But if anybody has a better idea than these convoys, please let me know. I'm not so clever. If anybody has a better theory or a better idea of how to break the siege, please let me know, and I'll follow them. I don't want to be the leader. I want to follow these leaders who know better ways.
You mean to arrive Gaza on the 27th of December to mark the first anniversary. Now, Israel today is exercising military maneuver to reoccupy Gaza and attack Gaza again. What is your response to the Israeli side?
This would be an extraordinarily stupid thing to try to do. It could only be achieved, if at all, with the deaths of thousands and thousands of people, including many on the Israeli side. And the occupation, if they were successful in reoccupying Gaza, would not be able to sleep for one second because the resistance here is absolute. And Israel doesn't have enough soldiers to occupy all of Gaza. So I don't believe. But we can never be certain. We saw what they did on the 27th of December. They are capable of insane acts, and we must be on our guard.
Thank you. And your final words to the supporters of the Palestinian Just Cause?
My final words are for Press TV, actually, which has given us coverage of this convoy second to none. And I want to thank the brave journalists of Press TV here in Gaza, especially you, Brother Yusuf, and all those working at Press TV, including Press TV people who traveled with us on this convoy. This has been your victory too.
Thank you very much. Okay. Okay, Bardia, now they will actually visit some of the devastated areas in the strip here, and they almost spend a day, so 24 hours left until they leave Gaza. George, welcome in Gaza.
Thanks so much. Okay. Thank you.
Back that was Youssef Al-Halu, Press TV's correspondent in Gaza, updating us on the situation of the Viva Palestine Aid convoy. Many thanks to you, and also to British MP George Galloway, who is leading the Viva Palestine Aid convoy.
Well, moving on with the news.